Hi, and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
Beautiful. Hi.
Was it? Was it me? Was half yawn, half high?
Yeah. Half yawn, half high. I like it. I love it.
I can keep that going. I'm high.
Am I the only one awake?
I'm
it's
Claire.
Like beer 30 over here.
Look, I have sleeping issues. It's not my fault.
That's true. That's true. And I'm Brandon. I didn't introduce myself. For twos of listeners who are brand new.
There might be new ones.
Welcome to Bye Bye Bye, episode 21. Today's topic.
21.
21. Woo!
We've come of age.
Yep.
That's why
And you've got
today.
Your beer.
In this house, we don't waste Guinness.
No, don't
today's
do that.
Topic is we fucking warned you. I think that's my favorite part of the show is telling you guys the topic, like, or like the stuff I know that you don't that I know is going to get a reaction. I don't have control.
It's all that's right. It's all off the cuff, guys. The only one who knows what's going on here is Brandon.
That's debatable.
I wasn't going to say anything.
First up, we've got a recap question from a friend of the cast, Closeted in Canada, who would be delighted to join us on the show, by the way, and has Woo! a headset and Discord access.
Yes.
So,
okay, well, we'll get in touch and organize that.
You'll have to organize that. So
we can make that a special holiday episode where Closeted in Canada come along. Actually,
oh my gosh,
there you go. I'll talk to you about that afterwards, but yeah, the holiday episode with special guests.
All right, so the recap question... who also remembers the raccoons, so thank you for that. artificial banana flavor is awful and wrong. You are entitled to your wrong opinion. Because it is superior to actual banana, which tastes like crappy nothing and yet permeates everything.
That's one thing I hate is when there's... recipes that are like, use banana and you won't taste it. And I'm like, what? What kind of monster are you? You can't taste banana. Right. I always taste it. I mean, I'm actually okay with the flavor of banana. It's not something I search out, but it's still like, no, I'll taste it.
Oh, no, I think they shouldn't exist, but Kid Spawn was baking last weekend and she made pumpkin bread and we didn't have any eggs because... and she used mashed banana instead, and I could taste the banana. You know, everybody else was like, "Oh, this is really good. It's nice and moist. I can't taste the banana at all." I'm like, "You guys are insane."
Yeah, I don't get it. I can always taste the banana. Like, there's so many smoothies and stuff and shakes that are like, and then use frozen banana because you won't taste it. I'm like, what?
The hell, I won't.
I like bananas.
I mean, it's just I can always taste it. I think it's weird.
It depends on the, like, we get year round bananas because of course Australia has them, but they're weird. At different times of the year, they taste different. So in season they taste good and very tasty, and in winter they taste like nothingness. So I think it depends on which season you get them.
But do they wear pajamas?
Pajamas.
Bananas and pajamas.
Bananas and pajamas.
We do have two bananas in pajamas.
You're gonna have to find that theme music too, because
I can fucking sing it for you, man. Say so much. Bananas in pajamas coming down the stairs. Oh god. I watched so much of that shit. That and Thomas the Tank Engine. Fuck, I'm still traumatized by Thomas the Tank Engine. But I love it. I love all the discourse around it about the fact that it's, you know, it's a slave culture and a massive dystopia because all the machines are sentient, which means they can't come off their own tracks. And oh man, it's great. I love Thomas the Tank Engine.
To all our listeners out there, email us or tweet us and tell us what childhood cartoon or show traumatized you.
I didn't watch any Thomas the Tank Engine until I had kids.
Yeah,
because I was a girl, and you didn't watch it if you were a girl.
Oh, see, I watched it. I think I was the only one who did because Ringo was the conductor, and I loved that.
Yeah, Ringo Starr was pretty good. I like the Fat Controller too, although they stopped calling him the Fat Controller, didn't they? It was non-PC anymore.
I've never watched it.
I'm going to sit you down and make you watch it because you will actually be horrified. There's one episode where...
No, I probably would if I watched it now. It has been
I've seen,
a
like,
million
fan-made
years.
Videos and compilations on the internet, yeah. And, like, I think that's enough. Like, I think I get the message. I saw the one where dude was bricked up in a tunnel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forever. For being a bad engine.
And, like, that triggers so many, like... OCD things in my brain. I was like, okay, we're done with this.
You should get the Skyrim mod where you turn all the dragons into
Thomas the Tank.
That is the most terrifying mod in existence.
I still love the one with Harry Potter and Harry and Ron in the car and they're waiting. Yes. They can hear the train behind them.
Oh, that's
being chased around. It's bloody great. Anyway.
Yeah, that's like my least favorite Vine too. I do have a list.
It appeals to me somehow.
So it does beg the question, going back to your wrong opinions about banana. What flavor do you love one way or the other, like artificially or natural, but not both?
Let's see. There's actually a few for me. I like cinnamon, real cinnamon, but I do not like fake cinnamon, partly because whatever goes into cinnamon flavored like candies and shit like that, I'm allergic to. So I used to love that shit, but my body has taught me well enough that I actively am like, ooh.
I hate chicken salt.
What?
But I hate chicken salt, but I like chicken. I suppose that's the only thing I can think of, that like chicken is a great thing and I love it, but chicken salt gives me an instant migraine pretty much.
Okay, I gotta Google
like
that.
It.
What the fuck is chicken salt?
I think it's just like
is it like
bouillon? It's something like when you get fish and chips in Australia, you can have salt or chicken salt. And chicken salt is, I think it's just basically monosodium glutamate, pure monosodium glutamate. They just stick it on the chips.
And
why I don't?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't object to it in cooking, but I don't like it on my chips. So
we call it seasoned salt, Lawry's. So okay.
But it doesn't taste like chicken. But that's the artificial chicken. You know the artificial chicken flavor. Have you had chicken twisties? Or do you know what twisties are?
No.
No.
Ooh. Okay. So I don't know. Did you ever have like chicken versions of your cheesy chips, like, you know, like Cheetos?
Uh-huh.
But except chicken flavored instead of cheese flavored. Have you ever had those?
Oh no, that sounds disgusting.
It does sound real gross.
It's fucking gross. Well, we've got cheese twisties, which are fantastic things. They're like Cheetos, but they're much better. And and then they also have chicken twisties, which are meant to be chicken flavored, but
weird.
Are so not. When was over the US and you got me goldfish?
Oh, goldfish!
Yeah. Goldfish.
They taste like chicken. They taste like fake chicken.
They taste like cheese. What are you talking about?
They're baked
well, there,
wasn't
real
there a chicken, cheddar.
Isn't there a chicken? Isn't there
I
a chicken
love the fishes
because well?
They're real. They're so delicious.
They're so delicious. They're the snack that smiles back. Yeah. They would not call us out that way.
I'm gonna have to find the jingle for that too, even though I've never heard it myself.
Here's our jingle for goldfish. Yes, baked and not fried goldfish. The wholesome snack that smiles back until you bite their heads off.
Don't you have different flavors of goldfish, or is it just cheese?
There's different flavors now, but
all right,
definitely no chicken that I've ever seen.
No.
So
okay, cool.
And the most popular is the cheddar cheese, and you can get those in like
God, fucking
colors.
Chicken goldfish would be a trip for my brain that I can't quite handle.
Right? You might as well make them taste like fish. Just make it taste like fish. Fish.
Speaking of the chicken twisties, in Korea we had something similar to Cheetos that were shrimp.
Yeah, that's also okay. Really popular in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't
it's not popular with me, but
okay, you know what I'm gonna do, guys? Okay, I've got a good idea. Okay. I'm gonna get both of your posts. I've got your postal addresses. I'm gonna send you two a package each of things, and we're gonna do a taste test episode.
I love treat exchanges. I have an ongoing one with Scotland right now.
Awesome. Actually, yeah, if you're listening, suggest some treats. If you're Australian and you're listening, suggest some treats that I can send. And if you're what other nationalities are there? I can't remember. If you're American and you think
I'm gonna go to one of the Hawaiian candy stores. You guys are getting Lee-hung everything.
We have these great things here at the Chinese supermarket, which is they're ginger chewy lollies. And they're like little I don't know, they're just like little sticks of ginger and they're fucking fantastic.
I used to eat
them by the bagful when I was in high school. It was just the best thing ever. Great when you're pregnant and you've got morning sickness. Ginger lollies.
Yes.
Anyway, treat exchange is coming your way. I'm going to go out shopping and I'm going to buy you guys lots of shit.
Yes. I've got nothing. Who's your... Give you guys corn or something.
I will think of some things that I miss from the Midwest.
Okay.
And we can do that. Oh, do you have Twinkies over there, Imogen?
Yeah. We do, but they're like this sort of thing. They're for sale. You know, really... 24-hour stores? Like
Yeah.
There's always like four or five Twinkies in a box at the front of the counter that no one ever buys.
They don't go bad.
The same four Twinkies, then.
Yeah. I bought one for my daughter once because she was desperate to try one and she liked it. But, I mean, I have had one in the past and it tastes like nothing in nature at all. Like there's no – discernible flavor.
That's the point. Yeah. Even the cream filling isn't whipped cream. Like,
oh yeah, it's just
no. If it was, it wouldn't last that long. No. It would be gross by the time you got into it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, all right. moving along.
I'm glad I had breakfast before we talked. Although we haven't gone up to Taco Bell yet.
There's a lot of food-oriented stuff in my notes today. Because our next question is to imagine a BioWare Taco Bell crossover.
Garrus is the chef.
What would that look like? And which foods, what would the order of your chosen DA characters look like?
Oh god. See, I have to leave the ordering bits to you because I don't know what's on the menu because I haven't got Taco Bell here. But I do think that Garrus should be the chef because he's always calibrating the machines.
They'd have to have a few different specialty Mountain Dew flavors, like the joining and
whatever that purple shit is you get
Ezo or something.
Yeah. Definitely.
Aquamagus.
Yes.
Lyrium fries.
I mean, so many of the wardens, I just feel like, would order fucking everything.
Everything. Like
because that's what Taco Bell is for. Just like, I'm hungry and I want a bunch of garbage and you just fucking chow down. Get some of those party packs. Oh, what do they have right now? Right now they have the double chalupas that are like double wide chalupas.
My husband keeps bringing those home, and he gets them with extra jalapenos, and all I can smell are the jalapenos. Like, it's so overpowering.
You said that, like, you get, like, a party pack of, like...
Oh, yeah, it's 12 tacos.
A bulk order?
A party pack is 12 tacos.
It's 12 tacos. Me and Travis used to get those and just eat the whole thing, both me and... It was a good time. That or Little Caesars, just eat a whole pizza.
Oh, man. I was so resentful that they didn't have party packs when I was pregnant. You had to buy your tacos at 59 cents each at the time. Thank you very much.
They are like the ideal thing for I just want so much food.
Give me one pile
of tacos, please.
I feel like Alistair would be like kindred to my spirit in that he would eat anything if you put that nacho cheese sauce on.
Yes, yes. Oh yeah, nacho cheese sauce is so good. I was just about to say, like, especially the cheesy gordita crunch, I feel.
Those are my favorite.
He would be all over that. I and really love chalupas, but...
They've made like a Monterey Jack version of it or a Pepper Jack version of it, and it's amazing.
That would be so good. We don't have one.
I'm just sitting here softly crying.
the breakfast crunch wraps, those are so good.
I'm trying to think of what Anders would order because it would be like fussy and specific and
he'd be like,
they've got those like Powerball menus. Yeah. I was gonna say either that or he would be the type that would like go through every one and be like, and I want this meat and this one and extra like whatever and
he would want like maximum calorie for least amount of work and something he could eat fast and go.
Oh, he would get one of those. He'd get the double XL burritos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just cram it full of the steak and cheese. Or one hand that shit.
It's hard being like not a warden anymore with your warden appetite, I'm sure.
Plus, big giant burrito, perfect opportunity for dick jokes.
We have a complete shortage of those lately.
I was just saying, when I used to work at McDonald's, I would have thought that Anders would be the sort of person who came in and said, can I have fries with no salt and a burger with no bun? he'd be so fucking annoying. I remember just these guys. I don't want the carbs. So can I have a fucking burger from fucking McDonald's with no bread? What the fuck? Anyway, but yeah, because I can imagine
if he wasn't a warden, I would totally be.
Yeah, but with the warden, like, I think he would definitely.
Yeah, I'm thinking pre justice, like because you know how in Awakenings he's sort of a bit more fancy and a bit more caring about it. It's like I'm watching my weight, so I'd like fries with no salt. Are they cooked in vegetable oil, or did you murder an animal for it?
He'd be like, when's the last time you changed the fryer oil? Like he would be that
exactly.
Guy.
I'm not touching those fries unless I can see to the bottom of the vat, you bastards. And he'd be the fussiest asshole, and I have served him and I think that the murder knife's gonna be out pretty quick. When
oh, that's good.
He would also be the one going in at like 2 or 3 a.m. a lot.
Yes.
Fucking horrible hours, never normal.
falling asleep at the table waiting for his like quick tacos, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And then if we're gonna go with other favorite characters, Dorian would not.
No, he wouldn't go to
he would not
make
be
Taco
seen
Bell.
In a Taco Bell.
I can imagine Solas going in.
I was just gonna say that.
Just... No, he'd go in to tell them about what real Mexican food is.
Exactly. He'd go in and say I don't understand. Where did this come from? What was the origin for this particular taco? It has no basis in Mexican culture, and the Taco Bell employees are just looking at him going,
did you know that the taco originated?
Did you know that a crunchy taco shell isn't a thing? Yes, it is, oh fucker. God. It's right here in front of
you. Oh, my God. That's something else about tacos in the USA. Did you know in Australia until last year, we only had those crunchy taco shells. Like that was what a taco was.
Oh,
we
didn't
have
weird.
Any Mexican restaurants.
Yeah, that's weird. We just had it also makes sense because you're like post-apocalyptic.
But it's also because the major white culture in Australia is English, and the English have no fucking idea about.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're pretty far removed from Mexico.
Yeah, I just like my mum was talking about what she used to eat for dinner and. Like, they're big on baking, the English. So she used to have all these amazing, beautiful cakes and pies and things for dessert. But her main meal was always, you know, ridiculously, like, white sauce on everything and no salt or spice and bland, bland, blandity, bland.
I'm just mad because my gallbladder's forcing me to that.
I know, me too. I get very like wary when my British friends talk about curry. I'm like I understand the politics of how it got popular there. You know, but I'm like there's no way it's good.
Oh, it depends on where. I mean, if you're in England and you go to an Indian,
yeah, I was
going to
say, I'm sure there is.
Awesome.
I'm sure there is really good, really authentic stuff. But I question any.
I mean, like,
don't ever let a white English person make you a curry.
Yeah. My British friend going home and be like, oh, I think I'm going to make some curry. And like 20 minutes later, they're done. I'm like, no, you're not.
That's what jars of curry sauce are for.
Okay, that's fair.
But... Well, that's true. That's what we tend to use. Or the little blocks. Yeah,
although I also like Japanese curry, which is
great. I do also. It's a really different thing, too. Really Travis actually likes Japanese curry more than Indian.
I made a lamb curry from scratch once, like a proper one. An Indian one that took me 10 hours or whatever, and it was the most fucking delicious thing I have ever cooked. And I was I've got to do that again someday. But like individually toasting the spices and crushing the stuff and then doing like the ghee, and it was so good. and I just was like, you know, I don't have 10 hours to spare, otherwise I'd do it every fucking day. It was so good. Jeez. Anyway. Still, this has been 21 minutes of food. Nothing but food.
We're the worst.
Hey, at least we're not talking about pictures of food. Right?
that we can see and the listeners can't. I'm really looking forward to sending you tweets now. That's going to be great. That's going to be the best episode. It's going to be award-winning pod, that, I reckon.
Are there podcast awards?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm not for a podcaster. I'm not very well versed.
Most of them for things like sound editing, though, so we're never going to get one. I'm sorry.
I mean, no matter what they were for.
unless there's a category for most likely to wander off point.
Most copious amounts of visual material in their podcast.
Oh boy. Okay. So Closet in Canada is also reassured by our hatred of chores. And did I tell both of you about my robot vacuum incident last week?
You told me, and I'm just gonna go
It was so gross.
For those of you at home, while Imogen's not listening. One of my cats puked on the floor, Justice, of course, and I didn't see it. And I was running the robot vacuum, and it went through the puke and swiped it all over the house.
We just spent 20 minutes talking about food. I just had breakfast. And now I'm
So, long story short, I read the story about the guy whose Roomba turned on in the middle of the night and, like, picked up dog poop.
Dog poop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, God. I remember that.
So the pooping is why I don't run my vacuum unattended. At like, I don't program it to go while I'm not home. I have to be home watching it. Exactly why. And even when I was home, I just didn't hear it or see whatever happened. And then I stood up from my chair and slipped it in.
God. No. See, I couldn't get one of those for other reasons, because I would love one, because I have to vacuum so much. But that's exactly why I couldn't. It would get filled up like every 2 seconds with dog hair.
Dog hair, yeah.
And
yeah.
The dogs would murder it. They would be like, pounce.
Like,
I'm really tempted to get one. Because we like vacuum once a week.
Yeah.
And you know, by the end of the week, you're walking across the floor and it's crunchy under your feet.
It's disgusting.
Like, if I wait more than a couple days, it's like tumbleweeds of dog hair. So,
yeah.
Literal.
Yeah. I mean, you could get one and like lock it up in one of your rooms, like shut all the doors and let it run around.
Yeah.
And that's what I do when I take it upstairs, but I also have to empty it like every 20 minutes because of the cat hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cat hair collects in carpet so bad.
Hey, my dog doesn't shed. Woohoo!
Woo! I'm so lucky. Oh, anyway, now that we've
okay, done that. That was a roller coaster of physical sensations. Like, right
now. Sudden 180 there. Food goes in, food comes out.
We've covered all of that.
Food
moving right along.
Food gets spread all over the living room floor.
Well, we did say that the theme. We
fucking warned you.
Oh god.
So next, flirting. How do you do that?
Oh God.
Like, I appreciate that this question was sent to us, the three married women.
And I definitely didn't get that way via flirt. I think I've literally only flirted in text, like, as in written form when writing fic, and never to another human being.
I am so smooth when I'm writing.
Oh, yeah. Like, Travis is like, wouldn't it be the same? And I'm like, no.
No, it's not.
Because then I have the time to, like, think up my line and the delivery.
Yeah. My
flirting techniques at the university were so bad. I just used to, when I was in high school, I used to just look at people and pine and never actually talk to them, which is bad. And hope that somehow they came around. I don't know. Even though I never ever, you know, spoke single words to them.
See, I just dated younger guys, and they were so like amazed with me. I didn't have to do any of the work. You know, I didn't do any of the flirting. They did the flirting, and I was like, "Yeah, you cute."
No, I just did. And then when I got to university, I just used a lot of alcohol. So I have no idea.
Yeah,
that was
my go-to. Two plus, I was a little free with my affections.
I was slightly slutty, I think is the word you might say.
I will say, however, and I'm sure that the person who did this is not listening, and even if they are, they deserve to know after all these years, the smoothest thing anybody ever did was I started working at a restaurant, and my first day I was a dishwasher, and I was in the dish tank washing dishes, and this guy comes in, first thing he says to me, he picks up a wooden chair and puts it through the pass-through and is like, "Hey, gorgeous, will you run this through for me?" And I was like, okay. And then he winks and he's like, "I was just kidding," and he walked off. Like, that was it for me. I was done.
That's so cute. No, I think that the best flirt I ever got, I was ever on the receiving end of, was from a gay guy. He was just, and this guy, he was super uber smooth, and he was also a fantastic dancer. Anyway, we got on really, really well. But he came up to me one night when I was out, and I was actually depressed over some other dude that I was in love with, probably. That's what I was always like. And he just came straight up to the bar and he just went, "By God, but you're lovely. Who are you? Tell me your name quickly." And I just laughed my head off, and then we danced. It was really nice. But yeah, he was like, gay as Christmas, so.
If a gay guy was going to, like, say something flirty to me, that's exactly what I would expect it to be. Like,
yes. Who are you? Tell me your name quickly.
Tell me your name right this instant. Yeah.
Don't ask me for advice on flirting. Yeah, I didn't. I think my husband...
talk about video games?
My husband was actually, like, quite skilled. Like, you guys both know that I was married before, right? Like, I had a really terrible, awful marriage that took longer to dissolve than we actually had it. And we were separated while I was at A school. Like, he left. And that's when I met my husband now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know that he was, like, apparently pining for me or something. It's all very romantic. And I was on watch, and, like, he would come up to me and try to pretend that he was interested in a book I was reading or something. And so that was really cute. And then I was on watch one night in my pretty dress, white uniform with my skirt and everything and my little neckerchief, and I'm doing my rounds, and he's playing video games with another buddy, and they're like, hey, watch, come over here. And he grabs me by the arm and pulls me into his lap, and he's like, "What you doing later?" So, I mean, it obviously worked for me, so.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Aww. Oh, no, I'm just, now I'm all nostalgic. I think that my husband and I, used to come out, because I used to smoke when I met him. And
oh, that's right. We met
during, God, I'm a nerd. We met during an improv class. Nice. and I used to go outside to smoke because I was like holding onto the last vestige of being able to smoke in public places. Anyway, I used to go outside and smoke. He used to come out with me because he fancied me.
Right.
And it was funny because I knew he liked me. Like, you know how you know sometimes it's I was like, yeah, okay, I'll just ask him out for a date. So I did, and there was no flirting involved. We just went out for a date and then kissed. So it's just weird. It was kind of a decision made rather than a flirting process.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not, because whenever I deliberately tried to flirt, it didn't go well.
Yeah. I was always attracted to men who were just assholes, really. Assholes who were in love with my best friend, usually, actually. So, yeah. Man, I love my life now. I hated that. I don't want to go back. I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. Woohoo! Well,
now that we've established that we all suck at actually doing it.
The key is to find, apparently, people you don't need to flirt with.
Yes.
How do you manage it. Writing it? Because like I don't know. It just comes so easily to me. I don't know why. I don't know if it's like
when I mean, I'm it's because I'm much funnier in writing.
I'm so much funnier in writing. Like, and it just comes to me, and I'm like, wow, yeah, that seems pretty good. And
I think
so
it's easier in writing, partly too, because usually you know the recipient really well. Like, it's not like going up to some random stranger. Like, if you're writing some sort of ship, you know what your target, who your target audience is, and what they might respond to.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and I also like don't go through life with the overwhelming and steadfast confidence that Karin does. she just walks into a room and assumes that if you don't find her hot, you're the exception.
Well, I mean, you guys know how bad Saoirse is at flirting.
Yeah, she's much more relatable as far as how I actually, you know, am in real life.
Yeah. No, I actually can't write it, I don't think. So there you go. It's the skill doesn't translate.
It's fine.
I haven't tried.
She's going to get a lesson.
I haven't tried with. Yes. I haven't tried with my male characters as yet. Actually, to be honest, easier with male characters for me to flirt. I don't know why. Just, I can't. Elim is a flirty little bastard.
Yeah.
He flirts all the fucking time.
Writing but, Anders is like, Anders flirts by nature even when he's pissy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like it just happens. I don't think he knows how to turn it off.
It's because it's a tool. Get a bit serious about it. That's what he was.
Circle damage. So she didn't have that. She didn't grow up with that.
No. So she just had a little brother who was an asshole. And,
hey, now.
That's fine. This is why Lucian is where he is now. Two idiots decided to flirt their way around an issue.
Yeah, whereas Saoirse, that wouldn't have happened with Saoirse. She would have just gone, so are you an apostate or what? Yeah? Cool. Let's go kill some dragons.
Yeah. Everybody else I have is very direct about it. Or like, actually, Eitard is a lot like I am. Like, I can flirt when I don't mean it. Like, if I'm just, like, goofing around, pretending, like, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, things like that. But as soon as shit got real and I was like, oh, I really like you, then I had no idea what to do. Hold on, shit just got real.
Yeah, I mean, I have, like, I have literally no problem flirting with gay dudes.
Yeah.
No problem at all. I'm very good at it. I've had, like...
Yeah, it's 15-minute conversations,
which is just, I think that's why it's also easier with writing and in fic and stuff. There's less stakes, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe your character will get turned down, but that could just be funny for you instead of
instead of
if it was real life.
That's exactly what happens. Karin will get shot down by someone. She's like, I don't understand what just happened. You see me talking to you, right? Anyway. Closet in Canada asks, who are all of these people asking you about your sexuality, and how often does this happen to you? It doesn't happen to me, so I'm going to field this one to you too.
It doesn't happen to me unless I bring it up myself. So
yeah.
Because most people just assume I'm straight, so there's no discussion but if I actually make a point of coming out as bi, one of two things happen. The other person says, so am I, which happens way more often than you'd think. As we were discussing last week or the week before, I think it was. If all of your friends are bi, then it might be something you need to tell yourself. But yeah, either they say, so am I, or they say, well, actually, it's funny. For the last 5 or 6 years or so, I haven't had that reaction at all. You have to pick a side, except from my mum. I do get involved in a few Tumblr discussions, I suppose. So that's another thing. Like, there's Tumblr discussions about the validity of bisexuality and asexuality and pansexuality.
Yeah, I would say more online discussions. And then, if I bring it up, it's more what comes up. Like, even if it's not necessarily about me, sometimes I'll just be randomly discussing sexuality or whatever.
Yeah. Well, my actual friends, my good friends, people who I've known for 10 years, 20 years, don't give a shit they actually don't ask those sorts of questions. But I went to a wedding a couple of years ago and I got accosted by a gay dude who was just like, pick a side, you're wrecking the whole community. It should just be LG, none of this BT, INA. And I'm like, oh fuck's sake. White gay dude. That's the biggest, the most aggressively biphobic people I've ever met have been white gay dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just an observation.
I did actually do some reflecting this week because one of my lesbian friends has exactly the opposite experience I do, where people assume that I need to pick one way or the other. And apparently, like, her experience when she's out is people telling her that she just hasn't tried guys yet, you know? And come on, people, just stop this shit.
Well, yeah, it's like the usual, if you're a bi guy, you must just be gay, and if you're a bi girl, you must be straight, because everyone's got to be into guys, so if you're a lesbian, then you're just not experienced.
Yeah, lesbians have, lesbians are at the bottom of the barrel as far as the straight community is concerned. I mean, then you dig a bit deeper and everyone puts trans people down there as well, so it's just like... but yeah, I get it. It's I've read a lot of really horrific turf discourse on Tumblr lately. That's really depressing.
That's probably my biggest block list is turfs.
Yes, as soon as the turf comes up, it's block.
No,
block,
someone
block,
fucking
block, block,
block. Reblogged a Taz thing from me that was a turf, and I was like, how dare. Jesus. Get out of here!
How can you be a turf and like Taz? That's just fucking. Yeah. Ugh, get out! Ugh, contaminating the fandom. Go away!
Yeah, so I blocked the fuck out of him.
Good.
It's just
the whole attitude that there is that sort of ranking of sexualities, and unfortunately, lesbians do tend to turn up at the bottom.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like to me. There seems to be like a tiered order of it.
Yeah, it's real stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got what do we got left here?
I was going to ask you guys a question. I had a really good question to ask you, and now I've forgotten it. Shit, I should have said it in.
Okay, well,
I'll ask you later.
We'll get moving
Think about it, and maybe you'll remember.
Exactly.
Maybe I will.
So, in honor of the passing of Stan Lee, I thought that we could fill the rest of the cast playing Fuck, Marry, Kill Marvel Edition.
Yes! I know, there are different versions of Fuck, Marry, Kill, where it's take on as a mentor.
Why do you gotta complicate
drive
things?
I'm just thinking because I don't want to put Peter Parker in there for any of those because he's too young and beautiful and innocent. So
I want to find
somewhere. That's
Brandon's the one we'll need. What do you think of her?
But yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious who I want to fuck and marry. So.
Oh my god! I didn't even tell you guys. So it's been a while since I've had a Captain America dream.
My favorite type of Brandon dreams.
I didn't have a Captain America dream this time. I'm actually quite embarrassed because usually it's not like actual people. It's usually like characters as depicted by people.
Uh-huh.
But this time it was actually Sebastian Stan.
Ooh.
And apparently we were friends, and I don't know why, but we were like in this do they or don't they back and forth, and like
I can imagine that with you too, actually.
Like one of us would be down and be like, yeah, hey, I'm really into you, and the other one would be like, it's just not the right time for me. And this like went back and forth, except it was like over like a 24-hour period.
Fast slow burn.
Okay, so
yeah, it was a fast
slow burn. Okay, so can we do a villain edition and a hero edition?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well,
so
I
hero
get...
edition.
Okay.
Hero edition for me is fuck Bucky, marry Steve, kill Tony Stark.
Oh, are we just making up? Are we just choosing for at random? I thought maybe there was a list.
Oh,
no. Like, I left it wide open. I was like, I was like, you only have to put Peter Parker on your list if you want to, and please don't. So, you'd marry Steve, you'd kill Tony, and...
Yes. Fuck Bucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
and you know maybe I mean obviously once I get married to Steve he'll want to bring in his boyfriend to the match. That's all cool.
Well, your list is so close to mine.
Who are you killing? Are you killing Tony? Are you what are you doing? Tell me what you're doing.
I don't know. Well, I thought Claire was getting ready to go. So
no, I'm thinking now.
Oh, okay, we've put her at a disadvantage.
Yeah, we're a bit more Marvel-headedness.
Yeah.
A bit more Marvel-headedness going on there.
Gosh, I don't know.
Okay. Fuck Thor. Marry Nakia. Black Panther.
Oh,
yes. And kill, honestly, Tony Stark. I actually used to like him, but he's been so overused that I want him to die and go away.
Oh my god, now I have to do like a dude.
Oh no, no!
And a lady.
Iron Fist. Fucking Iron Fist.
You need to kill Iron Fist.
Yes. Oh, I hate him so
much. Don't kill comic Iron Fist. Kill TV Iron Fist.
I should say TV Iron Fist.
Yeah. Man, that would be my dude's edition. Can I do a separate ladies edition?
Yeah.
Oh god, yeah. No, okay. If we have to do all
she
dudes
Nakia
and then
and
all
I
ladies.
Damn it.
Okay. Okay, so let me choose another dude to marry then.
Okay.
There's so many of them.
I know.
And they're all, and
I'm
they're
like
all,
going
all blonde.
Through the list. Oh my god, there's so many. I mean, probably Steve. He's good.
Why would you not marry Steve?
It's a solid pick.
God, I don't know, because like I kind of want to marry Thor.
Yeah. I know. I mean, that was my thing. I was like, I have to change. I have to change my Mary.
Because Bucky's my fuck list. and I'd want to marry Thor, but then what do I do with Steve? I guess we just pal around and we'd be cool. But that totally goes against like years of dream canon. So I'm not.
Maybe just have a child by Steve.
Yeah,
marry Thor.
Marry Thor and raise Steve's baby.
Baby, that's
kill,
oh
who
man!
I, kill?
I love it.
Kill who do I find fucking annoying?
I mean, I would be honestly surprised.
Mr. Fantastic, he's dead.
Oh yes. Oh god.
Oh my god, he's
Reed.
Gone. Yeah, there we go.
He's terrible.
Reed Richards.
Oh god. Okay, or maybe Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I'd
now,
kill him
see,
too.
I'm gonna give you a deep dark secret here. I don't actually hate him.
I hate Benedict Cumberbatch so much.
I hate Benedict Cumberbatch so much. I've never liked
him
as anything. I like him as Doctor Strange.
I liked Doctor Strange.
Sorry,
I thought it was really good.
I can't stand him. I can't stand his face because there's so many people that are like, he's so hot. And I'm like, bleh.
I don't know what they do to him in Doctor Strange, but like he doesn't look like himself.
Well, he's got his goatee or whatever.
Yeah, he looks different. Like his face has features now or something.
I gotta say the interaction between Strange and Stark in Infinity War was just fucking brilliant.
Yes,
on every level. Like two characters who I dislike intensely. Although no, that's unfair. I don't actually dislike Tony. I just Anyway, it's just a case of him being a fucking dickhead in Civil War.
But I'm just tired of him being used in the movies.
Yeah, he's always there.
He just keeps coming up and I'm like, go away now.
He was like the star of the third Captain America movie and I was over it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and he played such a big part in Spider-Man and I was like,
I didn't mind
so much fun
thing, but...
I wanted to enjoy new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I've got to say... Just while we're on that topic, I did really enjoy the new Spider-Man, and I think that Tom Holland is the best that has come our way, and we are very fortunate. But okay, I've got my female list ready.
Okay, your girl list.
I'm fucking fucking Bobby Morse.
God damn it!
Because hell yes. Sorry, but you knew that was going to happen.
I know.
I knew that was going to happen. I am marrying. No one's going to get this one. I'm marrying Jack Forsworth, who's my beautiful speedster.
I knew that. All right,
Spitfire.
Okay,
and I am going to kill. And it's always hard to kill ladies.
It really is,
because I never want to kill them. But there are a couple of them that really shit me to tears. I'm not a big fan of what's her name from Spider-Man, the black cat.
Oh yeah, I don't.
She could go. Yeah, I don't really like her much. Yeah. But I'm trying to think of one who I actively hate.
I can't think of anyone that I would kill.
Either.
I mean, if you want to go, villainesses, then maybe. None of them are really awful. That's the other thing. That's the problem with Marvel.
I'd fuck Hela. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, like, Hela's kind of fun.
Hell yeah,
I would so go there.
She's evil and awful.
But yeah, if you're just going with movies instead of with
comics.
I mean, you guys can go with whatever. That's just I can just only pretty much bring up the. I've seen the movies and old '90s cartoons versions of things.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even because there aren't that many options in the movie.
I can't even think of an X-Man that I hate. Like,
I know. I was trying to dig through the X-Men. I was like, well, there's a lot of X-Men, and I'm like, I can't think of one that I hate. Though.
I
mean,
like, I can't even throw January Jones as Emma Frost under the bus. Like, that's the level I'm at here.
I love Emma Frost so much. That bloody baby, Hope, the one that's always in the X-Men, the one in the comics, and she's just that Hope is the thing that everyone's fighting over all the fucking time. Just kill her and fix the whole X-Men. Go done. I'll just kill Jean Grey because she's gonna come back again anyway.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking about that. I was like, you could kill Jean. You could actually kill Natasha because she never stays dead. Like,
yep, that's true.
You know,
there's lots of them. Yeah.
God, I
think kill one where it won't stick. And
kill
you're
one where it doesn't stick ever. You'd have to kill a big name.
Yeah.
I would marry Okoye.
Because, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, so would I.
Also a good pick.
God, she's just gorgeous. I didn't know I had a type, but...
I have such a thing for Lupita Nyong'o, so, like... Yeah, it was so, like, so same when it's like, did you freeze up? It's like, I would, man. Dang.
Well, like, everybody saw that actress before. Like, there was, like, a lot of... I guess she was in The Walking Dead. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And,
she has amazing dreads in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, amazing That's what I've heard. Yeah. And like, so for me, she came out of nowhere on Black Panther and I was like, what just happened to my life? But anyway, I would fuck Bobby Morse.
Yes.
And
she'd be such a good liar. You cannot deny it. She'd be
the best. Yeah. I mean, she's fucking nuts, dude. But she's like fucking nuts like I'm fucking nuts.
<You know>? Exactly.
And I don't know. I would have to kill someone that could come back because
that's just going to be our answer across the board.
Yeah, here.
I think Jean Grey is a very safe bet to kill. Just kill her because she's come back every single freaking time. Yeah.
And I mean, she'd know it was coming. Fine. Let's get this over.
Feel like nothing
personal. Put it in a calendar.
We know how this is going to go. Let's see. I would marry again, Nakia, and then fuck Jessica Jones.
Oh my god, I forgot about Jessica Jones. Yeah,
she'd break me.
I still stand by my choice.
Yes. Well, Jessica Jones is like Bobby Morse on steroids. So.
Exactly. Wow.
Oh man,
with
better
like event recollection.
I don't know. I think yeah, Jessica Jones is so much of a disaster.
Yeah, that's why, you know, it just be an easy one-night thing.
Yeah, one-night thing, yeah. In the comics, she sort of turns out very stable and nice.
But, oh, yeah, yeah. She does this great mentorship with Kate Bishop for a little while early on in Young Avengers, and it's really sweet. So, a terrible topic, but I'm glad that, like, the people that created those two characters...
Yes.
Allowed that to she's great. Come together. Anyway, villains.
Villains. Oh.
Wait, Claire didn't list who she was going to kill.
It was just Jean Grey.
Jean Grey. Sorry, Jean. Sorry, Jean. Yeah.
All right, villains.
Scott will come. Scott will avenge you with his heat beams. Don't at me, Gail. Okay. Villains.
I would marry Killmonger. Ooh, fuck yeah, Loki. Kill. God, I don't know. Thanos. I don't know. His stupid Joss Whedon face.
Yeah. Purple Joss Whedon. Okay. Oh, man. I had a good one. Where did it go? Who was I going to marry? Oh, I don't remember now. Okay. Anyway, fuck Magneto because,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess if I want to go that way, I would have to say, well, maybe I'll marry Loki. I mean,
That'd be a fun relationship.
It would be a fun relationship. I mean, I would never be bored. I would never be bored.
And look, as a bisexual woman, just great, really.
Right? And, I mean, not to be cliche, but I'd kill Red Skull, so.
Oh, yeah, kill him dead. Yeah, Red Skull's definitely dead for me.
I would not hesitate to fuck Magneto. Like, I just... God.
Just to emphasize the point.
Like, yeah. I think I just learned something about myself. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck. Jeez. I am gonna fuck. Oh, I can't leave Loki off this list, can I? Because
I'm thinking of Magneto now, though. Like,
no, I'm actually thinking of Killmonger. I would fuck.
I know, right? I would maybe switch those, but I can't. He's just so pretty.
Stuff Loki. I would fuck Hela. And I would marry, and this is going to be weird, but I'd marry Wilson Fisk because he would look after me really well.
That's true. Look
after you. And hopefully spend most of our married life in jail. So that'd be cool.
And you just get all the money.
Exactly. I think it would be a good arrangement all around.
I almost said that I would marry Dr. Doom for that reason.
Oh, man.
For the money. Like, I love Dr. Doom. He owns, like, a whole country.
I love him so much. Oh, and he's such a fucking... I love that villain so much. So, yeah, and I'd kill... Oh, who's the guy?
Who's that guy?
I would say, like, now I want to marry MODOK because I remember I used to have this big MODOK obsession when I was younger.
Oh my god, I love MODOK! Especially when he switched teams. I was going to say my runner up for Mary would be, what was his name? Oh, Skullface. They called him Todd.
Oh, that's right, Todd!
Oh, actually, now that I think about it, I'm surprised, Brandon, you didn't have Venom anywhere on your list now that, you know.
I would have to actually make a lot of lists. my Marvel fuck, marry, kill arrangements would be very, like, polyamorous.
So back when I was only into the films, this would have been so much easier, but now I'm like 10 years of being sad about comics is coming back to me and there are all these fucking comic characters and I'm going, oh man, I'd love to marry that one, actually. Oh no,
all right. That one. But so,
yeah, Red Skull is dead, deader than dead, and always dead. Yeah, so that's me.
So I think while I was, you know, like Bobby Morse, I think, because I was trying to think how Clint didn't end up on my lists anywhere.
No, I don't know what fuck Clint, he's a fucking disaster.
But I think Clint and Bobby together.
Yes.
Like a little threesome. Ooh, as a threesome. Yeah. That would be fun.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, or Clint and Natasha, because that would just be like exciting. I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't have to plan anything.
No.
Okay.
They'd be prepared. They're very prepared. Oh man. Okay. Well, I mixed up there and I put a girl in. So I don't know. But
I think
I've exhausted
villains.
I've exhausted.
I don't want to do two villainless.
I don't want to do two villainless. I don't know. That just seemed like the most fitting tribute. To Stanley. Who, like, I can't even express that without the characters that he's created. How many people would not be in my life right now? Like, there are a lot of great people that I met through comics and comic cons and fandom of the MCU and things like that. Would not have happened if it hadn't been for these characters that he created.
Yeah. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him all the cameos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to hit me. It's like when Carrie Fisher left us.
Yeah.
It didn't hit me until we got to the new Star Wars movie. And
Last Jedi when she had... Yep,
so I think it's going to be a little bit like that when the next Infinity Wars or whatever it's called comes out is
when we see Stan. There'll be a cameo from him in that, but we won't see him again after that. Yeah. Unless, I mean, what else is coming out?
I think his very last one is going to be, fittingly, the next Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that would be very good, actually.
I think he's in Captain Marvel also.
Yeah, he's in Captain Marvel, yeah. I think. So. Yeah.
How did she not wind up on my list? The fuck?
She was actually, she was one of my considerations, but then there was just the female list. I could only pick so many people.
I know.
Yeah.
It's fuck, marry, kill is so limiting.
Have a mentorship with
at least in the fandom that big, you know, like something smaller, it's a little easier, but there's a lot of characters to consider across all of Marvel.
Yeah, I was just sitting there going, okay, where do I start? And I think I probably should have limited myself to MCU because then I wouldn't have been so lost.
Yeah.
Lost. I do Fat Mario kill Star Wars, which would be fun. Then you have to work out whether or not you leave out Sword or you keep the EU in. Or
I almost did Star Wars. I was like, we need to do a Fuck Mary kill today, and then you know, like the confluence of time.
This one's for you, Stan.
I mean, from us, it's a very fitting tribute. Yeah. I hope you're not desperately.
It's the best I think we can offer.
We give you the best of us, Stan.
Okay. So I have a question, actually, from me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this seems like the least embarrassing place to ask it. But like, everybody keeps saying Excelsior. What's that mean?
It was something he said.
I think it's from one of the comics.
Yeah.
I think it's from one of the early comics. It's like it was a greeting by one of the characters. I can't remember which one.
Okay.
It was one of his trademark things, Eagle. Too.
Okay, Yeah.
Like you know, like how he used to say, hey, true believers, at the beginning of comics when he'd discuss, like, you know, the little asides that he'd do in the early comics there.
Like his Stan soapbox or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even in his Simpsons cameo, he, I think, closed out by saying Excelsior.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I figured it was something like that, but I didn't know. And I confused it with The thing that gives Gwyneth Paltrow her powers.
What, goop?
I can't remember what that was called.
You mean the bloody virus. What's it called?
I can't think of it now.
It's goop.
That's what I thought it was when I first read it. And I was like, that's a really odd way to say goodbye to somebody.
Yeah, have this virus that makes you go mad and then kill people. Hey! Oh, now I can't. Oh, I'm gonna die if I can't. I gotta look it up. I gotta look it up.
I was gonna say, just Google as your friend.
Tony Stark. Viral armor? Is that what it's called?
I don't. Well, you could look up, like,
You could look up Iron Man.
Extremist.
There we go. Good job. Yay. Imogen saved the podcast.
I did. Or at least my anxiety. It saved my anxiety because it's going to fucking piss me off. Especially if when I came around to editing, if it hadn't been in there when I came around to editing.
Editing! Extremist!
Should have just burst in with it. I almost need you to find like the Marvel opening credit theme or like the intro to the X-Men 90s cartoon theme or something.
Yeah.
To announce the fuck, Mary, kill segment.
No, theme music this week will be that X-Men theme.
Yeah.
There you go. I think it's out of date now, so we can use it.
As Jada says, that's a banger.
Banger is such a good word.
I always thought it was like a sausage, but...
Oh, it is that too.
I mean, it is, yeah, it's also.
Okay.
We've hit our hour.
We have hit our hour, and we didn't fart around that much, so there's not a lot to cut out.
I didn't have to go to the toilet or as the door.
If
any of the myriad other things.
If you liked what you hear today.
For some reason.
Then don't fucking do
it. Or if you didn't like it, then fucking send us a question.
There you go.
Yes.
You can send your questions via email to bibicast@gmail.com and just tell me what you want to be called when we read your insightfulness online on air.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, God. Okay. Same goes for Tumblr. Go to bibicast.tumblr.com and anonymous or not, whatever you're comfortable with.
Just let us know what to call you.
Yeah, just let us know. And you can find our Twitter and everything on there as well. We've got an about page if you're curious and where all you can find us.
Yeah.
And if you have a moment or two to spare, take a squeeze at Apple Podcasts and write a review and give us some stars. That'd be lovely. You don't have to give us 5, just a couple.
One star.
I reckon we're worth more than one.
We should at least get 3. One for 3. Each of us.
Yes, that's right. 3 for each of us. 1 for each bye. And we will see you next week. We're approaching the holiday season. I shall get in touch with our special guests. And we will, maybe not next week, but the week after, we will do a special holiday episode for all of you weird Americans who have that Thanksgiving thing.
Thanksgiving is a garbage holiday. I don't care.
It is a garbage holiday. Let's make it a bye holiday instead.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-giving.
Bye-giving.
All
right. Bye-giving you advice.
And on that note, as I put out the flannel candle, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.